Reading from the Bhagavatam, chapter 5, chapter 6, text number 16, translation purpose by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Sukadeva Goswami continued. Lord Rishabhadeva is the master of all Vedic knowledge. Human beings, demigods, cows, Brahmins. I have already explained his pure transcendental activities, which will vanquish the sinful activities of all living entities. This narration of Lord Vishnudeva's pastime is the reservoir of all auspicious things. Whoever attentively hears or speaks of them, following in the footsteps of the acharyas, will certainly attain unalloyed devotion service at the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sukadeva Goswami continued, Lord Rishabhadeva is the master of all Vedic knowledge. He is the master of human beings, demigods, cows, and Brahmins. I already explained the pure transcendental activities, which is vanquished with sinful reactions of all living entities. This narration of Lord Vishnudeva, pastime is the reservoir of all auspicious things. Whoever attentively hears, speaks, following in the footsteps of the acharyas, will certainly attain unalloyed devotional service at the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purpose. Nellore and order. You live in Nellore. First time you are coming. The estate is 9:15. Come close. Daily morning we read Srimad Bhagavatam. This is your son, eh? You are Andhra people or not? Andhra. Telugu. What is your job? LNG. LNG. The teaching of Lord Rishabhadeva are for the people of all yugas, Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and especially Kali Yuga. These instructions are so powerful that even in the age of Kali, one can attain perfection simply by explaining the instructions. Following in the footsteps of the acharyas, or listening to the instructions with great attention. If one does so, one can attain the platform of pure devotional service to Lord Vasudeva. The pastimes of the Supreme Lord and his devotees are recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam, so that those who recite these pastimes and listen to them will become purified. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. As a matter of principle, devotees should read, speak, and hear Srimad Bhagavatam continuously, 24 hours daily, if possible. దట్ ఈస్ ది రికమెండేషన్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. కీర్తనీయ సదా హరి. వన్ షుడ్ ఐదర్ చాంట్ హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్ర ఆర్ రీడ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. దేర్ వి ట్రై టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ది క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ అండ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హూ అపియర్డ్ అస్ లార్డ్ విష్ణుదేవ్, లార్డ్ కపిల, లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. ఇన్ దిస్ వే వన్ కెన్ బికమ్ ఫుల్లీ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ది ట్రాన్సెండ్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. ఐ స్టేటెడ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత, వన్ హూ నోస్ ది ట్రాన్సెండ్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది లాస్ట్ బర్త్ యాక్టివిటీస్ attains liberation from the material bondage and return to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananyana Kalakaya Shakshir Unvitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam స్థాపితమైన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కళామయం నిరాత్రి స్వాపదాంతకం జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తుడు హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. సో గాడ్ అండ్ human beings they look alike, not always. Like when people are very youthful, young people, when you get old age, it can be clearly understood that you are not having a personality like God. The God is always Navayavana. So God's youth never diminishes. Whereas our youth, after some time, it will be exposed that you are under the influence of time. Whereas God, you see him anytime, like Krishna, Krishna he lived for 125 years, but he is just looking like Krishna. Age is only God's age will never be more than 20-22 years. Age is 125, but he looks like a 20-year-old young man. But when you are 22 years old, you also look like a very young man, like God. So only in appearance. But a young man 22 years old and Krishna, whatever age, they look similar, you know? But that is only outside. And you have a injury or a sickness or you are affected by hunger, thirst, if Krishna and you sit down and Krishna is not tormented by hunger and thirst, whereas you sit with Krishna for 5-6 hours, then you become restless. Where is food? Because you are controlled by material laws. And also, when somebody tries to kill you, you will be very fearful and you can be killed. So somebody wants to kill Krishna, is it possible? So somebody stabs Krishna. But the sword will break, but nothing will happen to Krishna. But any other human being is stabbed, that fellow will die. Well, you don't have strength like a sword. Similarly, if you are glorified or insulted, your facial colors will change. When you are glorified, you feel very like that. When you are insulted, you become very upset. But Krishna, when he is insulted or glorified, then your insult is nothing for Krishna. The foolish man's insult. And also our tiny glorification is also nothing for Krishna. What can a human being glorify God? God is very, very great. You can only glorify God to your little ability. But nobody can glorify God properly. Is it possible to glorify God properly? As much as your intelligence permits, as long as God is Saraswati, gives us the good intelligence. We can glorify God in a small way. Similarly, when Krishna and you begin your activities, Krishna is just lifting Govardhan Hill. And what about you? Krishna is lifting Govardhan Hill. Finish. You cannot think of it. Our Krishna, he also has two legs and is walking. Mother Yashoda is an elderly lady and Krishna is like this boy, small boy, faltering steps. But the body is also not strong and stout. It is still in the formative stage. You know, so it is easy to catch very young children because their gait is unsteady. They had a fixed gait. So Yashoda Mata, she wanted to. Oh yeah, they were talking about class.
ఎప్పలు అందరికీ వాళ్ళు నిలబడాలి.
నిలబడతాను, మమ్మల్ని కట్టుకోండి. సో కళ్ళు రెప్పలు నేను పట్టలేను. ఐలిడ్స్ దే బ్లింక్ ఆటోమేటిక్, కంటిన్యూస్లీ క్లోజింగ్ ది ఐస్, నాట్ బ్లింకింగ్. వై ఆర్ లుకింగ్ వై లుకింగ్ ఆఫ్ బ్లింకింగ్ దట్స్ ఆల్ రైట్, నాట్ కంటిన్యూస్. సో వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ Krishna has two legs and Mother Yashoda is Vachibhal Garusana, I tell you. Here I'll carry Japala. You need to be with him. So, Mother Yashoda, Krishna brought the yogurt part. When you're upset, you wanted to do some mischief. When you become angry, you want to do some mischief. Very good, because you express your upset, you express your dissatisfaction. Just like yesterday I was upset with Ganesh, Lakshman. For 10 years we were telling him, put mixture always in a closed dabba. I mean, this much mixture was there, and he's doing a big bucket. No common sense. You have to say to be a little smart. And when you are told to do something, immediately you should attend. Because there is nothing more important than attending to the instructions of your superior. So when you will be preaching, but you are told, please go and do that. Immediately you put aside your preaching and go to do that. Because we are already seeing you that you are preaching. When you think that it is not so important, to preaching to such an old man. He say, Hare Krishna and Vishnu. Let that also do you know. Only the old man, 89 years old, and he trying to explain to him. You just ask him to chant Hare Krishna. For old man that is enough. You don't have to teach him the whole science of Krishna consciousness. You cannot understand. So I was watching, I told him 2 times, 3 times, but he is sticking to the 12-man. Very good. Then I pushed him out there and get it first. So, devotees have to be aware of their responsibilities. It's not that like a headless person, just do everything. Like, some festival is over. During festival, there are many things. Jula there, Ganesh, there is a separate altar. And after it is over, you should immediately bring the temple room back to normal. No? How long you will keep Ganesh there? Ganesh show today, you keep him there. And other days, then you pull the flowers, leave them there. You pull the table, leave it there. Pull the cloth, keep it there. And you put these things in 15 places. Is that right? No. Bringing the temple normal means, like, this is not there, like, all things. Everything should be removed out. Not that we remove from there, and keep the cloth here, flowers there, and card there, and others like that. No, a normal temple room, it will have things that are daily needed. Things you don't need daily, you don't have to keep them in the temple hall. It's called dumping, dumping yard. Dumping yard. Just be anything anywhere. You should know that this is Krishna's drawing room. It's Krishna's drawing room. You have to keep it very clean. Things should be clean and all that. Anyway, so Yashoda Mata, she was trying to, she thought, why did Krishna become angry? Yashoda was breastfeeding Gopal. And she saw that on the fire, the milk is boiling in her flesh. So she wanted to reduce the flame or take the milk out of the flame. So she wanted to do something. Just like any sensible man. Any sensible man, if it is daytime and the lights are on, we should not be headless. In the daytime when the lights are on, we should try to put them off. Otherwise it shows that you are in complete ignorance. No common sense. Or you are not blamed. You should be aware of your surroundings. A person is aware of his surroundings. If you don't observe. One time Prabhupada was taking parikrama of Vrindavan Krishnavallam temple. At any time, he wanted to see whether the devotees, they have common sense and they have any power of observation. So, he was stopping and looking. Devotees of why Prabhupada is stopping and looking. But nobody could understand why Prabhupada is doing like that. But Prabhupada also wanted to know that they are smart enough to see something is not all right. So a third time, he said, why you are so foolish when the lights are on? Don't you see that? Why you are wasting Krishna's energy? Similarly, we are sitting here. The fan is going on there. Going. You just sit down without common sense. When you are sitting here and the fans are going on, you should go and stop it. So this is all karmis because they are sense gratifiers. A person who is a sense gratifier is a dull man, is a lazy man. And he doesn't know how to develop his abilities. So devotees are not sense gratifiers. Devotees are trying to control their senses. So when they are trying to control their senses, you become very smart. You become very smart. Because when you are sense enjoyer, your intelligence is blunt. Your senses are dull. You are dominated by mode of ignorance. So, what is the difference between a very active, smart man and a very dull, lazy man? An active, smart man, because he is very disciplined. Only disciplined people can be smart and active. Dull people cannot be. They always postpone things. A dull fellow, an ignorant fellow, first thing he doesn't recognize, even if he recognizes, all he will do later, like that. And then we forget. our nature is to forget. It's like I told while going to Kavali, I told our devotees, you bring oral holy name week banner. Yes, yeah. Oral holy name week. Now we are celebrating yearly 10 days, oral holy name week. So, whatever programs you may have during this week to 10 days, you should carry this banner for record and also for making people aware. They are celebrating polio week, they are celebrating green earth week, they are celebrating Danjan Yojana. Danjan Yojana, everybody should have a bank account. Government is celebrating many this kind of week. So devotees celebrate holy name week. Or Bhagavad Sapta, that is also 7-day discourse on Bhagavata. Bhagavata week. But we are celebrating round the year holy name and round the year Bhagavata. Because they are dull, lazy people, it is a very big thing for them to celebrate just for 1 week. But they are not doing it for a day, they are doing it for a week. But devotees are supposed to be in a mode of goodness. They can be smart 365 days a year. So they celebrate Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Kirtaniya Sadahari, always and every day. So devotees are not supposed to be body consciousness. Body consciousness means dullness. But if your body is conquered, if you are a spiritual person, if you are a spiritually advanced person, your body is not controlling you. You are controlling your body. Generally, in the human society, everybody is controlled by their body. Is that right? Everybody is controlled by their body. Their emotions, their movements, their interests, their relationships, all based on body. Because the spirit is completely dormant. There is no spiritual awakening. So, whereas a devotee doesn't think he is a Brahmin, a devotee doesn't think he is a Hindu, a devotee doesn't think he is an Andhra, a devotee doesn't think he is a woman or man. A devotee is always trying to remember, I am not this body. Because your body, your mind is used to think, I am this body. Now you have to deprogram. You have to reprogram your mind. And then I am the spirit soul. And I am servant of Krishna. I am servant of everyone else. Well, a servant of Krishna is supposed to serve everybody. A karmi, he thinks he is a boss. But a devotee, he takes the name Das. He takes the name Das. Not only takes the name Das, he wants to actually become a Das. So, a devotee is always in a service mode. Even if he is instructing others. The Prabhupada, like a guru, was instructing, educating, guiding, but all in servant consciousness. I am servant of my disciples. And this is my service to them. to train them up. So he can be a trainer in boss mentality. He can be a trainer in das mentality. Both are following. The training is a service. So this is a service to these boys and girls. And they are my subordinates. That is boss mentality. They are all my subordinates and I am going to teach them. Otherwise you can think I have the service of training them and I am their servant. I have to train them up. I have to give them the strength. So, same job. But if you are a devotee, you can have a different mentality. If you are a non-devotee, your mentality is different. So Rishabhadev here, this is publicity. Sukadeva Goswami, the people tell you, watch this cinema, you follow Narendra Modi on Twitter, the people are, because something is educational. So here they are telling you follow Kapil Dev, who is a cricketer, or you follow K.S., who is a tennis star, or you follow Lata Mangeshkar, she is a singer. You know all these things, because you are reading nonsense books. Different things. Because you also want to advance. But we don't want to advance like K.S. or Kapil Dev or Amartya Sen, Nobel laureate from India. We don't want to become great like them. That greatness is only like the glow of a jignu. What is jignu? What is jignu? Jignu is minigurupurgu. So it also has a light. But with that light you cannot read. With that light you cannot see. So only in names it is light. Otherwise it is useless. It's not good enough. So all this becoming a tennis star, film star, sports star, or even star in the sky. Prabhupada said, one moon is better than millions of stars together. Even when there are millions of stars, England. London. England. London. He has just come back from Singapore and she is going to London. Mata in the London go again. The ticket darkle. She is very attached to serving Krishna, cooking rice bowl and like that, very patiently, very good. If $1 attachment for serving Krishna, he will not fall into Maya. or you will not have any more suffering. And his life is successful. We all have some service mentality. But that service mentality is not diverted to Krishna. We take joy in serving our relatives, in serving our society. But the same thing can be done with Krishna in the center. ISKCON is also an organization that is giving service to the society. What are we doing? We are trying to give people spiritual knowledge. So many departments are there, and they are giving knowledge of botany, knowledge of chemistry, knowledge of physics and so on. But there is no knowledge of soul. There is no education about the self. So the beginning of knowledge is knowledge of the soul. First you should be told who you are, what you need, what can make you happy. What do you need? What can make you happy? And who can protect you? We all want protection. But we think money can protect us. We think our influence can protect us. We think our government will protect us. But nobody can protect us. When the government is there, murders are going on. When the government is there, injustice is going on. Because it's not the government or your influence or money, it is your karmas. Your karmas, if your karmas are good, if your karmas are according to Krishna's instructions, Krishna is also asking you, work like this, do like this. No? You do that, then Krishna will give you protection. If you do whimsical activities, then you are held guilty and you are held responsible. If you do government authorized activities, then the government will protect you. If you do whimsical activities, or you do improper activities, there is no guarantee that government has to protect you. So similarly, if you want protection, you should carefully follow what Krishna is asking you to do. So Krishna is giving you knowledge, Krishna is giving you work. You should get knowledge given by Krishna. You should do activities as are ordered by Krishna. And you should enjoy our life as per Krishna's guidelines. So, life is meant for enjoyment. No one will deny that. Life means enjoyment, you know. But unfortunately, we are trying to enjoy, which is not enjoyment. Like a foolish man is trying to enjoy drinking, eating meat, smoking. He wants to enjoy smoking. I like to smoke. I like to eat meat. I like to drink. You may like it, but that will not give you enjoyment. That will give you suffering. Similarly, people want to enjoy their life, but they don't know what gives them enjoyment. They don't know. So everything you have to refer to Krishna and his representative. Because always you cannot meet Krishna. Like here it is said, you should follow. Here it is said, whoever attentively hears or speaks of Lord Rishabhadeva, following in the footsteps of the Acharyas, this is also important. Following in the footsteps of the Acharyas, you can follow ordinary people, you can follow Acharyas. The people who follow Acharyas, they want to listen to God and His incarnations, like Krishna, Rishabhadeva, Kapildeva, and so on. It is also said that you will attain unalloyed devotional service to the Lotus Feet of Lord Vasudeva. So, whenever we are doing something, we are developing attachment. Just like by living in the temple, serving Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, by doing many activities for them, you develop some attachment and also taste. So when you develop that attachment, you cannot think of serving in other ways, where people are serving the bodies. Serving the body, you cannot serve the body. Serving the body, you cannot really, suppose a old man is there, and you want to serve. What much you can serve an old man? You can bring him back to youthful form or what? Not possible. No? Only you can be sympathetic, but nothing much can be done. Similarly, you may like to do so many things, but you can only try. That is, like the government wants to control inflation. You can try, but the result is not in your hands. But on the other hand, you try to follow Krishna, Rishabhadeva, then you don't have to separately try for controlling the inflation. You don't have to separately try for controlling disease. If you follow God, automatically inflation will be gone. Diseases will be gone. So whenever we are doing some activity, we develop attachment. And this attachment will lead to, gradually, affection. So whenever people meet, they have courtesy exchanges. When they like each other, they go beyond courtesy. They exchange addresses. I want to meet you again. I want to keep in touch with you. In the beginning it was courtesy, but the relation is growing. Similarly, in the beginning, we come to Jagannath for our selfish or for our profit. But as you go on serving Jagannath, you are not expecting anything from Jagannath, from your service. When devotees are serving, suppose you are serving Jagannath, for 2 years you are serving Jagannath, What do you want from me? What do you want? No, you just want to serve him. My business is to serve Jagannath. I am happy serving Jagannath, so I want to serve him. By serving Jagannath, he may give you difficulties. By serving Jagannath, he may get some criticism. But you don't mind. You are not bothered about criticism, difficulties. Because you are getting something deeper than that, attachment. Your soul is feeling such satisfaction. When public criticizes you, or when difficulties come, suppose you are serving Jagannath and some difficulties will come. So you want to go ahead to your home or what? Then I go back to my home, that there are difficulties here. No. That is called transcendental peace. When you are not very advanced, material difficulties will shake you up. Prahlad was beaten. Prahlad was stabbed. Prahlad was boiled. So Prahlad said, my God, I don't want to do devotional service. Because it is too much for me. It is physical torture. But if you get transcendental peace, the physical torture is nothing for you. Physical torture, that is the greatness of transcendental peace. Transcendental peace is such a big gain. And nothing. The Prabhupada, old man, very sick, heart attacks, nobody is interested. The Prabhupada has great transcendental peace. So he is not saying, why I am struggling so much. Just imagine an old man catching up with time, running all over the world. Everybody as an old man was like, I just got a cold. And with cold, I feel like just take off, take rest. Because your knee pains, your body pains, you feel a little heavy. But Prabhupada, completely old man. But because you are experiencing transcendental bliss and transcendental peace, so that's what nobody can imagine. How an old man can work like that. That part. So the point is, we always have a tendency to hear. As long as your ears are working, she is a deaf lady. She is a deaf lady. Still, she is trying to hear something. When your ears are very good, then naturally you want to hear things that will make you happy. You want to hear things that will make you learn it. You want to hear things about Krishna. You want to get great knowledge. That's the function of ears. So when the ears are directed to hearing the glories and pastimes of Krishna, then your ears are completely satisfied. If you put your ears to something else, it is simply misuse. You will have only more headaches. So just like those recording songs. That is also song. When you hear those recording songs, you have a headache. When they stop. When they stop. Because they are not conducive for the soul. They are not a nourishment for the soul. The soul is nourished by it. Same thing, we also, the fellow was actually arguing with me. That's the song. మూడు వందల 65 రోజులు 365 డేస్ పీపుల్ ఫుడ్ బైక్స్ షార్ట్ కట్టారు రాత్రి చిల్లవ షార్ట్ కట్టి టాప్ అయిపోయారు అండ్ వేరే డేని ఫర్ 3 డేస్ వై యూ ట్రైన్ టు స్టాప్ దట్ ఈస్ సెట్ కరెక్ట్ We are doing 365 days using mic and loudly chanting Kirtan. That is all right. That will serve you all the material agitation and the soul will be very strong. But you hear that slowly. If you hear these recording songs, then you need the wine bottle and then you start removing your clothes. And then you want a woman to come and dance with you. In police will come and take you to the station. That will happen. If you go on hearing recording songs, you will be unable to control your emotions. Slowly you become like a wild animal. So if a man behaves like a wild animal, then the police will come into the picture. Last year, when recording dance was going on, you know, the police suddenly came. Beating them up, you nonsense. They are not removing their clothes also. Going into ecstasy. It was there in the newspapers. The police kept rolling them up. So, we should not disturb others. Spiritual ecstasy, you don't exploit others. When you are in spiritual ecstasy, you want to serve others, but not exploit them in an animalistic way. So this kind of culture is needed. We need Rishabhadev culture. We need Kapildev culture. Not cricket Kapildev, but Bhagavan Kapildev. You know? We need that culture. And we need Lord Krishna's culture. So that is what is advertised here. People should hear and talk about Kapildev, about Rishabhadev. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Grandharasya Bhagavatam Ki, Sri Rama Bhagavatam Ki.